The mayoral campaign for Boston has not generated much excitement this fall. The Secretary of State's office is forecasting a possible record low turnout in the mayoral race with voting tomorrow, with less than a quarter of registered voters showing up. So, the two candidates are doing what they can do to increase turnout. WBUR's Simone Rios met Tito Jackson and Marty Walsh on the campaign trail for the final weekend of campaigning.
How you doing? Thank you so much. Good luck, too.
It's Sunday morning in Dudley Square, and Tito Jackson is about to head into 12th Baptist Church on Warren Street. With time running out to Election Day, the District 7 city councilor has his work cut out for him.
It's connecting with people so that they understand why to vote, and also why to vote for me. And so that means everything, how you doing, brother? Everything from going to churches, putting literature on cars, knocking on doors, making phone calls, connecting with people at shopping centers.
With Tito Jackson standing front and center, the Reverend Willie Bodrick had a political message.
So God, we pray for our election. We pray for every candidate. God, we pray that your will be done in this city. For God, there's so many issues, from education, God, to violence in our neighborhoods, God, to gentrification, God, so much happening, God, that needs to be moved upon.
And Jackson says he's the one to move upon the issues. But he's a huge underdog in the race for mayor of Boston, faced with unseating an incumbent, Mayor Marty Walsh. A recent Boston Globe poll shows Walsh ahead of Jackson 58% to 23%. In the south of the city, dozens of volunteers with the Hyde Park Democratic Committee are campaigning for the re-election of Walsh. It's a form of support Tito Jackson does not have. Committee Vice Chair Elaine Pulgini Broderick says her law office has been open for Democratic candidates since Tom Menino was running for city council. Now she's supporting Walsh.
Oh, I think the last 4 years just spells it out completely. I mean, look at how much he's done in the city. You know, 4 more years of this, Boston's in great shape. And I think everybody here would agree with that.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're here.
Hey, how are you guys? How are you?
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
In the afternoon, the mayor stopped by to hype up the canvassers before they hit the streets. Walsh seemed confident ahead of Tuesday's election, but after just 14% of voters turned out for the primaries, he says he doesn't want to win on a low turnout.
If you're going out knocking doors, even if they're not voting for us, it's okay. We want to get people out to vote. Honestly, I want to win, obviously, and I feel good going into Tuesday, and we're going to pull our votes out to win on Tuesday, but we want to make sure that people vote.
Walsh says with a high turnout, Boston can send a message to the rest of the country that its residents care about politics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.